Hi, this is David, and welcome to the club. I know we'll be sharing some great times together in the months ahead, and now that you remember, it looks like we're off to a really good start. This past year is going on so fast, and sometimes I have to sit down and figure out where I'm at. Have you ever taken a personal inventory of yourself? When you sit back and think about the things you're interested in, and what your dreams are for the future. I think most people do this when they're in school. Believe me, I was no different. I think when school first began, like most kids it seemed to me, my one and only goal was to get out. Then you've got to admit that someone young seems like an eternity waiting for a graduation day to come. It's really too bad because you don't really stop to notice how time is flying until it gets late. Now that was my problem when I was in school. It occurred to me and my friends just a couple of months before graduation that we'd soon be out in the shelter of school and into the world. Suddenly things didn't seem as simple as they once were. For the first time, we were really faced with a major decision. That, of course, was figuring out what we were going to do. Many kids said they wanted to travel, others were intent on continuing school, but the majority of them were really uncertain. I'll admit there were times when I felt unsure of things, too, but as graduation drew near, I was sure I wanted to get into show business. It was kind of like something sneaked up on me. Completely in control, telling me that's what I had to do. You know, it's funny, too, because in spite of all my determination, when the time came to really get into it, I really didn't know how to begin. I felt so lost. So I went to New York and worked for a while, studied acting the rest of the time. It was discouraging in the beginning to go out on interviews and be turned away. I guess I was confident that someday something good was bound to pop up. When I did, you really can't imagine how excited I was. Maybe it was because I worked everything out for myself that I was so thrilled, but I still feel you appreciate something more when it's earned rather than when it's handed to you. Well, my first show closed after, I don't know, a couple of months, I guess, but I really did learn a lot. Anyway, things did turn out for the better because I met someone who was interested in having me test for film. We flew out together to the West Coast, and I tested for the part, but nothing really ever came of it. Luckily, things did turn out well in the end, because during my stay in California, I met some representatives from TV studios who later came and cast me in several TV shows. I think it was at that point that I believed I was at the height of my career. I couldn't imagine, you know, things being greater, and the thought of having my own series never really even entered my mind. I just considered myself, you know, the same old David Cassidy, the status quo, positive where I was going, determined to do something about it. I heard countless success stories about people coming to Hollywood and making it big, but I don't know, I never felt it was meant for me. When the Partridge Family debuted on television, it really surprised me to find so many people tuning in steadily to see the show. And when your letters started saying how much you enjoyed it, it really made me realize how lucky I was. I think it was then that your letters got me thinking. Not only was I pleased about the way things were turning out, but you were too. And everything seemed to revolve in a circle because I realized I was responsible for making you happy. Now you've shown me the kind of love I never really knew existed. A love you can share with someone you don't personally know. And I think it's really fantastic because in return I want to do things to please you. So I'm happy when I get up in the morning to do the show or when I have a concert plan, because then it's my way of returning the love you've given me. And really I can't think of a better way of doing it. Hey, speaking of concerts, I have quite a schedule lined up for this year, and I'm going to try to cram in as many cities and towns as I possibly can so that I can get to see you. It'll be great if we can at least get together for something like that, because it makes us a whole lot closer than we ever were before. Well, I think I better wind this up because I've talked much too much already. So please, keep in touch, because your letters are the best thing that's ever happened to me. And even though it's impossible to answer each and every letter I receive, I want you to know that each one that's sent to me at the fan club or at Tiger Beat is read, and that I always think about you. I really do. So until we're together at a concert or wherever we meet, stay happy and take care of yourself. See you soon.